President Macron, Mrs. Macron, and the people of France, to the First Lady of the United States, and members of the United States Congress, to distinguished guests, veterans, and my fellow Americans, we are gathered here on freedom's altar, on these shores, on these bluffs, on this day, 75 years ago, 10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty. Today we remember those who fell, and we honor all who fought right here in Normandy. They won back this ground for civilization to more than 170 veterans of the Second World War who join us today. You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation. You are the glory of our republic. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Here with you are over 60 veterans who landed on D-Day. Our debt to you is everlasting. Today we express our undying gratitude. When you were young, these men enlisted their lives in a great crusade, one of the greatest of all times. Their mission is the story of an epic battle and the ferocious, eternal struggle between good and evil. On the 6th of June, 1944, they joined a liberation force of awesome power and breathtaking scale. After months of planning, the Allies had chosen this ancient coastline to mount their campaign to vanquish the wicked tyranny of the Nazi Empire from the face of the earth. The battle began in the skies above us. In those first tense midnight hours, 1,000 aircraft roared overhead with 17,000 Allied airborne troops preparing to leap into the darkness beyond these trees. Then came dawn. The enemy who had occupied these heights saw the largest naval armada in the history of the world. Just a few miles offshore were 7,000 vessels bearing 130,000 warriors. They were the citizens of free and independent nations, united by their duty to their compatriots into millions yet unborn. There were the British, whose nobility and fortitude saw them through the worst of Dunkirk and the London Blitz. The full violence of Nazi fury was no match for the full grandeur of British pride. Thank you. There were the Canadians.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're listening to President Trump speak the 75th anniversary of D-Day at Normandy.
Take up arms alongside Britain from the very, very beginning. There were the fighting Poles, the tough Norwegians, and the intrepid Aussies. There were the gallant French commandos, soon to be met by thousands of their brave countrymen ready to write a new chapter in the long history of French valor. And finally, there were the Americans. They came from the farms of a vast heartland, the streets of glowing cities, and the forges of mighty industrial towns. Before the war, many had never ventured beyond their own community. Now they had come to offer their lives half a world from home. This beach, codenamed Omaha, was defended by the Nazis with monstrous firepower, thousands and thousands of mines and spikes driven into the sand so deeply. It was here that tens of thousands of the Americans came, the GIs who boarded the landing craft that morning knew that they carried on their shoulders not just the pack of a soldier, but the fate of the world. Colonel George Taylor, whose 16th Infantry Regiment would join in the first wave, was asked what would happen if the Germans stopped. Right then and there, cold on the beach, just stop them. What would happen? This great American replied, "Why, the 18th Infantry is coming in right behind us. The 26th Infantry will come on too. Then there is the 2nd Infantry Division, already afloat, and the 9th Division, and the 2nd Armored, and the 3rd Armored, and all the rest. Maybe the 16th won't make it, but someone will." One of those men in Taylor's 16th Regiment was Army Medic Ray Lambert. Ray was only 23, but he had already earned 3 Purple Hearts and 2 Silver Stars fighting in North Africa and Sicily, where he and his brother Bill, no longer with us, served side by side. In the early morning hours, the two brothers stood together on the deck of the USS Enrico before boarding 2 separate Higgins landing craft. "If I don't make it," Bill said, "please, please take care of my family." Ray asked his brother to do the same. Of the 31 men on Ray's landing craft, only Ray and 6 others made it to the... Only a few of them left. Here below us, Easy Red it was called. Again and again, Ray ran back into the water. He dragged out one man after another.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're listening to President Trump speak at the 75th anniversary of D-Day at Normandy. The prayer call starts in 5 minutes.
His back was broken. He nearly drowned. He had been on the beach for hours, bleeding and saving lives, when he finally lost consciousness. He woke up the next day on a cot beside another badly wounded soldier. He looked over and saw his brother Bill. They made it. They made it. They made it. At 98 years old, Ray is here with us today with his 4th Purple Heart and his 3rd Silver Star from Omaha. Ray, the free world salutes you. Thank you, Ray. Nearly 2 hours in, unrelenting fire from these bluffs kept the Americans pinned down on the sand, now red with our heroes' blood. Then, just a few hundred yards from where I'm standing, a breakthrough came. The battle turned, and with it, history. Down on the beach, Captain Joe Dawson, the son of a Texas preacher, led Company G through a minefield to a natural fold in the hillside, still here. Just beyond this path, to my right, Captain Dawson snuck beneath an enemy machine gun perch and tossed his grenades. Soon American troops were charging up Dawson's draw. What a job he did. What bravery he showed. Lieutenant Spaulding and the men from Company
Evening, ladies and gentlemen, the prayer call starts in 2 minutes. Thank you for your patience.
On the far side of this cemetery and stop the slaughter on the beach below. Countless more Americans poured out across this ground all over the countryside. They joined fellow American warriors from Utah Beach and allies from Juneau, Sword and Gold, along with the Airborne and the French Patriots. Private First Class Russell Pickett of the 29th Division's famed 116th Infantry Regiment had been wounded in the first wave that landed on Omaha Beach. At a hospital in England, Private Pickett vowed to return to battle. I'm going to return, he said. I'm going to return. 6 days after D-Day, he rejoined his company. Two-thirds had been killed already. Many had been wounded within 15 minutes of the invasion. They lost 19 just from the small town of Bedford, Virginia alone. Before long, a grenade left Private Pickett, and he was gravely wounded, so badly wounded. Again, he chose to return. He didn't care. He had to be here. He was then wounded a third time and laid unconscious for 12 days. They thought he was gone. They thought he had no chance.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the PrayersFor45.com call for Sunday night, June 16th. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers in our group. And I'm sure you share the same sentiment as I. Fatherhood is the greatest joy in life. So happy Father's Day to all the dads, and thank you for joining us on this special day. We will, of course, do our two prayers tonight, our first prayer for President Trump, and stick around for our second prayer. We'll have a brief discussion about things we're anticipating along the road to the reset of the rule of law, and then we will pray for the reset. So let me bring in Kimberly, our great prayer leader. Kimberly leads our first prayer every Sunday and Thursday. She's a great entrepreneur, a mother, and a wife, and our distinguished prayer leader. Kimberly, how are you?
Oh, Scotty, I'm great. It's awesome to be here tonight. Happy Father's Day to all of our dads.
Thank you, and thank you for taking time out of your family. I know you're with your family and your husband and your two boys, so thank you for joining us, and if you'd be so kind to lead us in our first prayer for President Trump.
I sure will. Hey, I wanted to bring our attention to Psalm 5:5 tonight real quickly and just read the first couple of verses. Father, I just bring your word before you, and I thank you so much for your word. And we just open in prayer tonight with your word out of Psalm 5. Give ear to our words, O Lord. Consider our groaning. Give attention to the sound of our cry. You are our King and our God. It is to you that we pray. O Lord, in the morning we hear your voice and hear our voice. In the morning we prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies, and you, O Lord, abhor the bloodthirsty and deceitful men. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter into your house. I will bow before your holy temple in the fear of you, O Lord. Father, so we just come with that word knowing truly who your character says you are, Lord. We know that you are a God to be feared. We know that you are a God who is infinite, that you are incomparable, that you are unchanging, and that you exist everywhere, that you know everything, and that you have all power and all authority. Father, we thank you so much that your word is true and that you are loving, Lord, that you are holy. Father, we thank you that you are a God who shows compassion and mercy and grace, and yet you are a God who judges. Father, we thank you that you have an attitude about those who walk willfully in sin. Lord, we know that you are holy and that you are also a God who forgives. And so, Father, we come before you right now recognizing your character and your awesomeness and your nature, knowing that you are bound because of who you are to take action on our planet. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the men and the women that you have appointed to gather tonight. We thank you for the prayer warriors that are on this call who are bound in their mind and their spirit and their heart for lifting up our president. We lift him up right here, right now, in Jesus' name. We thank you for President Trump and the plan that you are using him to accomplish. We thank you, Lord, that even now he has shared with us, Lord, in multiple different circumstances that he is expecting to release information before the end of the month that is absolutely huge. Father, we know we have been literally the watchmen on the tower. We have been watching watchmen and women on the tower looking, seeing what you are doing, what the horizon is bringing. And we see, Lord, whether we're looking at the skies for the signs in our planet, Lord, or we're looking for at the circumstances, Lord, or we're seeing the amazing confirmation that are coming on a regular basis, Lord, just in so many different ways, Lord, we see that a change is coming, and we thank you for that. And we ask, Lord, that you would allow us to be faithful with what you are bringing to pass, that you would allow us to be of sound mind, Lord, and that we would not be afraid, that we would be of sound mind, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. We thank you that your spirit will give us a sound mind and that we do not have to be afraid about the things that are coming, but excited about you executing your justice on the planet. Father, we thank you so much for the continued safety of our president. We thank you so much that you continue to lead him, to guide him. Father, we thank you so much for his family that are around him and supporting him. Lord, we thank you for the counsel, the wise counsel that you are also continuously, hourly bringing to him. Father, we thank you that he has said with his mouth that he is wanting to do your will. And so, Lord, use him. Use this man to accomplish your will in Jesus' name. We thank you for the things that are being accomplished, Father, through him. Lord, we thank you for the things that are being accomplished, not just in our government, Lord, but across our nation and even our world. We thank you for the sovereignty that you are bringing forth on so many different levels, Lord. And the return to the rule of law, we thank you for that. We give you praise for that. We speak it, and we see it completed, Lord, knowing by faith that we are speaking to the mountain of these circumstances to be thou removed, and knowing that because we're saying it in Jesus' name, it shall be done, and we release it in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you're doing, Father. We give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Kimberly. Always appreciate the great energy and all that you bring to our calls. And I'm going to ask you tonight to do a little extra duty tonight. We have increasingly received emails from members of our prayer community that are ill, some very ill, and I'd like to take a moment here, and if you would, Kimberly, lead us in a brief prayer for those that are sick amongst us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Scotty, I love that you're doing this. I think it's so awesome. Jesus, on a regular basis, stopped and prayed for the sick. So let's just do that right now in Jesus' name. Father God, you know the names. You know the emails. You know everything that Scotty is referencing. Father, we just extend our hand in faith towards anyone on this call who is listening to this call live or listening to a recorded. Father, we seek your healing. We know that your name, even as I mentioned earlier, your character, one of your character names is Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. You are our great physician. And Lord, we ask that you would extend your healing in Jesus' name. Your word says that by your stripes we are healed. And so we speak healing. We speak healing from the top of heads to the bottom of feet. Physically, Lord, we speak healing in mind, Lord, in our emotions, Father, in our understanding, even the battle of the mind, Lord, we speak to that right now, that you would allow people to take every thought captive that does not exalt itself towards you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would give them a new understanding of the battle in the mind. Father, we speak also to the heart. Lord, if there are broken hearts out there, Lord, whether it's figuratively speaking or physically speaking, we ask, Lord, that you would just bring healing to hearts on this call, Father. We thank you so much that you are a God who cares. Father, we speak to cancer. We speak to any infirmity, knowing that sickness is a direct result of sin and that you have come to set us free from our sin and to wash us. And, Father, I ask that even as your word says that we are washed pure, that you would wash sickness out of people's bodies, Father, that you would set them free from the bondage of sickness. Father, we thank you so much that we have the privilege to speak healing tonight. And so we thank you for that, Lord. And we ask that you would grant it according to your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Well, thank you, Kimberly. As we approach the things that we pray for the reset of the rule of law, for a continued healthy president who has the strength and the will to defeat the cabal that has run this world for so long. We need a healthy community, and every member of this community is so important to our mission. And so thank you for praying for the health. And if you do have somebody in your household that is sick and you want to send us an email, we'll make sure we continue to pray for those in the community that are sick. Well, we will continue praying tonight, our second prayer for the reset of the rule of law. And as we record these calls and memorialize them for those that listen in the future, we want to bring some context to these calls. So I'd like to bring in Phoenix from the Patriot Intel Report. And Phoenix, what are you thinking about the next? What should we be looking for next? What's going on?
Well, thank you, Scotty, for having me on this evening, and thank you to all the team at Prayers for 45 and the fantastic job you guys have been doing for so many months. What we are looking for and what we are anticipating is the release of some of the indictments, some of the criminal complaints against the cabal. How this is going to roll out, Scotty, I really don't know. No one really does. This is a very serious situation. As a matter of fact, on the Patriot Intel report, I put out an alert. We are in a time right now that is very dangerous, Scotty, and all of our prayer warriors there, because the enemy is cornered. And when the enemy is cornered, that's when they fight the hardest and it's most dangerous. And I just encourage everyone to have faith. And we may see something very shocking. And for some of our prayer warriors here and our listeners who are listening to this call who are familiar with QAnon, Q talks about think mirror. And I believe POTUS, the team, the White Hats, who are battling the cabal, are going to be using some of the very tactics that the cabal used against all of us all of these years. They're going to use them right back against them. And we may see some things that are on the surface scary, shocking, but we just have to have faith and keep strong with this, because the question I have, Scotty, and I want your opinion on this, sir, is we're going to transition over to a point where it's going to be military tribunals. You know, this isn't a normal thing. When you go from what's going on to accusations and, you know, all of this to military tribunals, there's something that has to happen in a large way to kick that off. And I think that's what we're looking for, is this large event that's going to roll us into the military tribunal and to restore this rule of law. What do you think, Scotty? What's your thoughts on this?
Well, I want to say first, you know, the thing I am asked the most from my friends and family and circle of contacts is, why is this taking so long? Because I talk to them, even those that are not as plugged in as we are on this call. I think everybody that's here on this call, and there are almost 40 of us tonight, that's great for a holiday like this. I think we're all awoke and understand more than the average American. And so to the average person who's been told what we're discussing is going to happen, there's going to be reports released, there's going to be indictments, they say, why is it taking so long? You know, he's been in office a couple of years. And my answer is, first of all, this took hundreds of years to unfold, maybe even thousands, or perhaps the deceit and the corruption and the criminal aspects of running the world have been around for much longer than hundreds of years. So to see the progress in 2 years is God's miracle. Secondly, it's complex. This is not a simple, you said it, Phoenix, it's dangerous. What's going to happen might require martial law, might require to have our military activated, the National Guard. I've heard discussions strictly in urban major cities that we may see some martial law and soldiers activated when the arrests are made. And so this is taken actually a very quick path towards our reset. And the other thing I want to mention is they only get one shot at this. Would you agree, Phoenix? There's no redos here. They got to get this right one time and one time only.
Exactly. I think we are witnessing, all of us, this is a historic event, Scotty, and I don't think anything in modern history has been like this, and it has been so well planned and is very dangerous, and they only get one shot. And everyone's saying, like you said, that's the big concern. Why is it taking so long? We're the instant, you know, society. You know, you drive through windows, microwave, everything's fast, fast, fast. You know, and people are programmed from this since childhood. And like you said, I think this is happening faster than anyone would expect, actually. But the seriousness and the power of this, because of the cabal is cornered, it's very, very dangerous. And I know we're going to be victorious, because I want everyone to remember God wins. Like Q says, read the Bible. God wins. That's the sum of it all. And everyone must remember, no matter what we see, know that you know that good things happen for those who love the Lord. No, even if Satan intends for something to be evil, for those who love the Lord, it turns around for good. And that's just the way it is. And that's a great, great truth, because I think we're going to see the restoration of the rule of law. We're going to get into this military tribunal thing, and that's going to require, I do believe, martial law. But the question I have, Scotty, is what brings us to that point of martial law? This could be a shocking event, and I just want the saints out there listening right now to know, if we see a shocking event, you know that you're in the hand of God. You know that the angels are with us, and you know that God is with us in all of this.
And God, Phoenix, has chosen the most capable of men that devised this plan. And this plan may be as many as 40 years old. This didn't start with President Trump. The military, the last bastion of honest, perhaps the last bastion of honest men, lied in the military, and not just the U.S. military, but high-ranking military from some of our allies. And these military leaders have been planning this for the right time for as many as 40 years, we've heard. So this plan is being executed by the most capable men who have the best intelligence, the smartest people around, and I think being led by the smartest president we've seen in our lifetime, a man who can think in many directions and in many levels. And so no matter what this big event is, and I agree with you, there's probably going to be some major event, and perhaps the event is the arrests themselves. But regardless of what happens, our continued prayers are being heard, and God is leading the most capable men to execute this plan. So, Betty, Amen. Is there anything you'd like to add before our prayer?
You know, it's funny that you should talk about the military tribunals, because I had been reading just recently, looking over the history of the rule of law, you know, just in history, and the Magna Carta and our Constitution, and all of that came about because there was tyranny. And people couldn't take the tyranny anymore. And tyranny was just, you know, the rulers wanting to make laws for themselves and not live themselves according to the rule of law. And so the citizens rose up, you know, against it. And that's what's happening now, is we're seeing history repeat itself again. You know, God gave us freedoms when he said, you know, he created man and woman in his image. And that was, you know, we get to live free, we get to have rights, we don't get to abuse each other. And when that happens, people rise up and revolt. And so, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if some big event happened, whatever it may be. It's really just a response of, it's really a sign of us winning. Like Phoenix said, we are going to win.
Indeed.
We're going to win, but yeah, there is a battle. There is definitely a very serious spiritual battle ensuing, and our prayers are essential to that. So anyways, let's bow our heads, and we're just going to pray for the rule of law, everyone. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, and we're so grateful for your word, because it is your word that has even given us the idea of what law is. Lord, you're the one who created law. It's based on you. And so you say in your word, woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees, who create decrees and laws that are unlawful, and the writers who keep writing oppression. Lord, you are against people who oppress law, your law. You created us in your image with the right to be free, to pray, to be just, and we are to walk the way you walk. You are a righteous God, and we are to walk righteously. And there are people who are just doing some dreadful things, and they're enacting all of these laws, and they're doing it just to protect themselves so that they can continue to commit all of these sins and these offenses that are destroying our society, the drugs and the pedophilia, Lord, and the looking the other way and selling all of our secrets to the to other countries. Lord, we're being sold down the river, but you are there standing in the river. You parted the waters for your people, and you will do the same thing for us. And so, Father, may your kingdom come, and may your will be done, not the will of all of these people, the cabal and the elitists and everybody who are in charge and are perverting justice, Lord, but may your kingdom come, your righteous kingdom come, and your righteous will be done. And Lord, doing that will be painful. We saw how many wars were fought in Bible times. We saw how many, our own war to free us from England, which seemed fake, Lord, but I just pray that everything that Trump did recently will free us finally and truly from England so that we can live rightly and enact just laws. And in the meantime, Lord, if there is something that happens serious, would you protect your people? Would you protect us from if there's any civil disturbance? Protect your people and help us to not be afraid, but help us to see when these things happen that you indeed are working and you're working on behalf of your people. And so, Father, it is by your might and your power that we proclaim victory over the enemy, victory over law and justice, and that you would end the rule of tyranny and replace it with the rule of law. By your powerful name, we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Betty. And thank you, Phoenix, for your insights. We appreciate it very much. And I want to say to all those that are new, first time on a call, thank you for joining us. We are now 200 members strong in this community. We hit our 200th member yesterday. So we will continue to grow with your help, and I ask that you help us. We are growing through word of mouth, and you are our greatest asset to help us grow this community. So tell somebody about us, share a link to a prayer call, let them know we're here every Sunday and Thursday praying for President Trump and for the great Patriot agenda. One other announcement, if you do miss the call, we record these calls and you can listen to them at prayersfor45.com. We generally send out an email the morning after a call, and you can click on the link there and listen to the call. And again, please do share with your family and friends. Well, as always, we will close with a prayer of gratitude. Lord, we devoted ourselves to prayer tonight, being watchful and thankful, and in turn, you will show us the light at the end of this day and every day. Lord, we're grateful to be on our mission to pray for President Trump. We're grateful he is leading the storm and is focused on his mission and purpose as our great president. Lord, we're grateful you're here to help us reassert our sovereignty and reform the liberal, satanic, international cabal. And we pray and give thanks that you will guide our friends, our family, and our fellow American patriots to help us and to exert their sovereignty as well. Lord, we aspire to make this international cabal, this corrupt order, the politicians, the bankers, and the crony capitalists, we ask you that they serve the citizens of the planet, not control them. Lord, we'd be thankful for our sovereignty, and we're so grateful that we had our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly and Betty, grateful for Pastor Joseph and Diane and Ingrid and Evelyn, and for Christine, who will join us next Sunday night. Lord, a special note of gratitude to our longtime prayer friends, Van and Kathy, Ken, William, Liz, and many others, and a special thanks and gratitude to the Patriot Intel Report and to Phoenix. Lord, let our roots grow down into you. Let our lives be built around you. Our faith will grow strong and in truth, and we will overflow with thankfulness. Lord, we will not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to you, God. When we live in the power of God, we get stronger and all of our fears disappear. We're so grateful for everything you've given us. Thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives and for the many ways in which all of us on this call are cared for and supported. Lord, thank you from the bottom of our heart. Well, that concludes our call for tonight, everybody. We'll see you Thursday. Go out and give somebody a big hug tonight, and have a great night. Happy Father's Day. Bye-bye now.